Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For draft day, Thursday, April 25th. This is a monster night in sports. Massive. Just, you know, my men's league season opener. NFL draft at 5. You got Philly Knicks. You got Lakers Nuggets. Oh, gosh. Could you ask for much more than tonight in sports? It really should be glorious. And to get you prepared for that, we got a monster pod today. Decided to interview an NFL draft scout, former Jet scout Daniel Kelly. We had him on last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, and he had some kind of incendiary thoughts. Listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion, right? This guy worked in the NFL. He was a scout. He knows what he looks for and he likes. I don't think I've heard anyone else with his opinion on Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, who he gives a third round grade, and his QB1 is Spencer Rattler. And listen, it's insane because he has Caleb Williams as a fourth rounder. That's his grade. And Caleb Williams is the one who supplanted Spencer Rattler in Oklahoma and then went with Lincoln Riley. So it's like Lincoln Riley clearly picked him. And listen, obviously college is different than the NFL. It's a crazy take, but he breaks it down. He backs it up with evidence that he sees. I think you're going to like that. It will get you very amped for the draft tonight. I'm not really doing a lot of betting on the draft. The NBA betting has been absolute fire. Remember, I was like, guys, the only bet to make is the Miami Heat first quarter. You got to have the stomach for it. If you can handle it, it's not for everybody. They cover in the first quarter and then they win the game in one of the bigger upsets. I think it's like the biggest playoff upset in like 5 years. They were 14.5 point favorites. OKC was an easy no sweat winner. And I'm going to tread cautiously tonight. We already have Sixers. If you listened to the pod earlier, I still can't believe that line hasn't moved. It's stunning to me. Maybe they're not moving it because of Embiid. I do think you have to go Orlando Magic first half against the Cavs at home. They will show out. The Kia Center will be lit, as they say in Orlando. And Nuggets Lakers is the one that scares me. I kind of have OKC New Orleans game 2 vibes. I know it's going back to LA, but when you get that gut punch of a blown lead late and lose, it's tough to bounce back mentally. The other team feels like they own you. They got Denver 10 straight. And you worry about the mindset of the Lakers. I don't think Denver is unstoppable. Like I said, I thought the Lakers could hang in the series and they certainly have. I think it should be 1-1. And then it's a totally different ballgame. I'm going to sidestep entirely this game. I think probably the only bet to make is LeBron because you know he will be going all out. Probably points, rebounds, assists. That would be my guess, is that LeBron is like, listen, you can't go down 3-0. It's over. It's probably over anyway, but I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to play 45 minutes if I have to, and I got an extra day off. Let's empty the tank. So I'm optimistic here for LeBron to try his best. We shall see. I'm obviously rooting Lakers, but yeah, good luck to them. Just a quick word on the Boston Celtics. So it's funny, before the playoffs, one of the dumb futures bets is under 1.5 losses for the Celtics in the East. So that would be 3 series. I thought for sure whoever they face in the first round, they would sweep them. And then in the second round, maybe it's a sweep. You know, Cleveland maybe steals one, maybe. And then you go to the conference finals, and I don't think there's anyone that they're scared of. Indiana definitely cannot hang. I don't think the Knicks can. It definitely feels like this is Boston's year. They come out in game one, they roll, and game two, you see early, like, oh, Miami is playing really, really well. They had an awesome first half, but Boston's winning? Oh, yeah. Well, they tried hard. And then Boston just kept letting them make three-pointers. And that is the one big fear with the Celtics, is that this team is all about the three-pointers. And they made, I think they made 22 in game one. They're like 12 of 32 in game two. Not great, not awful. But what happened in game two for Miami? They shot 23 of 43 from deep. Tyler Hero was unconscious. He had 6. Caleb Martin hit 5. Caleb Martin just loves playing the Celtics, huh? What a motor on that guy. Highsmith hit 3. Duncan Robinson back. He hit 2. Jaime Jaquez, who I love in the starting lineup for Jimmy Butler, he hit 3. Jovic, the young kid, hit 3. It's like they could not miss from deep. Tyler Hero looking like a point guard, 24 and 14 assists. Folks, this was a massive stunner. And, you know, you're now 1-1 going back to Miami. I know there's no Jimmy Butler, but is there any concern if you're a Celtics fan? And I think the answer kind of has to be yes, doesn't it? It's like, there's not a rule. You know, I mean, I don't want Boston to go down, but, you know, Jason Tatum turns an ankle, and what do we have here? You know, it's like, oh boy. I just have no idea what to make of that game. Miami could not miss from 3. I guess, you know, Boston kind of came out like, we got this series. Porzingis did nothing. He was a minus 32. I don't know how that's possible, but he was a minus 32 in 30 minutes. Staggeringly bad. Drew Holiday, not his best effort. Rough night shooting. It was essentially the Tatum and Brown show, and they were excellent, but nobody else was. Porzingis, 1 for 9 shooting. Just a gross performance from the Celtics, and all you can hope is that this was one of those, like, oh, all right, everybody's due a clunker. This is, you know, an all-time great regular season team, but we're not talking about the 2017 Warriors. We're not talking about the 97 Bulls. Or the the 0-1 Lakers, the one that steamrolled through the West and then beat the Sixers in the finals, or 2000? Either way, it's pretty clear this is not one of those teams. They're just not. And they're very good. I'm not going to overreact, and I think the Celtics will probably get a bit of a pass because the draft is today and people will not scrutinize this, and they'll go on to win the series 4-1. But just one of those weird losses where your trust level dips just a little, and you have to wonder, can Cleveland go postal from 3? Can Indiana? Could the Knicks? I don't. Now you wonder. I saw people saying, well, the Celtics have no chance against Denver. Come on. If they're playing like this bad against Miami, no shot. I'm like, guys, it's one game. Let's not overreact. It's not, the vibes are not great in Boston, but it's certainly not over. I expect them to win the series 4-1. But the margin for error just shrunk considerably if you're a Boston Celtics fan. All right, without further ado, let's get to our guest, NFL former NFL scout, Daniel Kelly.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire. You probably remember this guy. The last time he was on, he was dropping bombs left and right. And wait until you hear some of these takes. Now, I don't think they're just incendiary for the point of being wild. But man, Daniel Kelly, former Jets scout, is really hot for this draft. It's known as a quarterback draft, Daniel, and I'm assuming that means you just love all these quarterbacks that are going to get drafted tonight, right?
Well, some of them, Jason. Some of them I do and some of them I don't.
Yeah, it's a weird draft because I've seen the number as high as 4.5 and 5.5 quarterbacks over under first round. You got guys... You know, respected NFL reporters saying 6. I find that really hard to believe. Where are you on guys who you think, first of all, who you think will go in the first round, and then your thoughts on them individually?
Well, I have a total of 5 quarterbacks I've given first round grades to, and that's after studying them over the last 2 seasons, just about every single snap they've all taken, in the last two years. And so that's where I kind of landed on them as far as guys who are pro ready, because to me, there's such a big difference between college football and the NFL. Mm. And when I watch these guys, I'm watching them through what I call NFL colored glasses. So I'm looking for the characteristics and the traits that best translate to success and what's been proven to succeed in the National Football League over the years, and really most recently.
Let's start with the guy everybody loves, Caleb Williams. I'm assuming you have a first round grade on him and you think he's going to be a slam dunk with the Bears, correct?
No. No, I actually have a 4th round grade on Caleb Williams on his game film. I have completely removed him from my draft board. And as of today, hot off the press, I put a 100% chance that he'll be a bust in the National Football League.
100%?
I mean, 100%.
100% a bust?
Like, 100%.
What's, define bust. Is Trey Lance a bust?
Yes.
Zach Wilson?
Yes.
Fields?
Half and half.
Mac Jones?
Half and half. It's going to depend on how he does down in Jacksonville.
Okay, that's fair. So what on film gives Caleb Williams a 4th round grade? I think that's the highest I've seen of anybody.
Well, it starts with he leads the offense with a very inconsistent rhythm and tempo. To me, a quarterback is like a drummer in a band, and they're responsible for setting the timing for all the offensive personnel. Of course, receivers depend on this timing most of all. It's inconsistent how he leads the offense. Number 2, he has very inconsistent footwork on game film. It has been spray painted all over his game film. It got worse in 2023. And the NFL is a league that is built upon timing routes between quarterbacks and receivers, which of course is the art of the 3, 5, and 7 foot drop historically. Williams kind of does his own thing back there, dances around. And I believe he's going to show inconsistent ball placement and ball security issues when it comes to pass breakups and also interceptions in the NFL because he does not have disciplined footwork in the pocket. Those are the two main things that really concern me about him.
So I'll pretend like I'm Caleb Williams' camp. Well, yeah, he didn't have good footwork because his offensive line was trash and he was running for his life. Go look at that Notre Dame game. The guy had no chance. That's most game. Go look at the Utah game. Pocket collapses before you can even get through the first read. And so, yeah, that's why Caleb kind of had to bounce around. It's not like he had the cushy pocket Drake May often had in North Carolina. I mean, I don't think Caleb is going to be a superstar. I'm not one of these, like, oh, put him in the Hall of Fame. He's got traits that people love, but Zach Wilson had great traits, you know?
True, he did. As a matter of fact, that's my comp for Caleb Williams and Zach Wilson. To me, they're very similar quarterbacks coming out of college. Zach Wilson was another one of these guys that really thrived against weaker competition, thrived at getting out of structure, and that's where he did his best work. So when I watch Caleb Williams, that's also where he does his best work. That's also where we've seen all these highlights. And to me, he just is a guy who, I'm talking about Caleb Williams, is a guy who thrives on getting out of structure. And that's a real problem because the NFL is a league that's built on play calling structure.
So do you think if Williams has a good pocket, he will try to win from the pocket? Do you think he can process quickly enough? Or is it just that on the tape? Because again, like, the tape can lie. Remember, college offense facing a certain defenses. You know, Lincoln Riley's supposed to be a mastermind, and sure, they're putting up a lot of points, but it didn't look refined. In the end, it's weird. College basketball does not look like the NBA. I don't think a lot of college football looks like the NFL. It's almost like two different sports. Would you agree?
I do agree. Absolutely. It's the college game has become, especially with NIL now, it's become a lot more simplistic in nature as far as play calling is concerned and stuff. And also, too, it seems like a lot of these times these quarterbacks have just inordinate amount of times to dance around back in the pocket against lesser teams and lesser levels of competition. And they just kind of wait till the receivers get open downfield. So to your point, Jason, that's not, of course, at all how the NFL works. It's one Mississippi, two Mississippi throw, and the ball has to be right there. That's not the college game. Also, of course, as Kenny Pickett found out, the size of the football is even different. And of course, the NFL is a lot faster game than the college game. So a lot of these guys, that's, you know, the transition from college to the NFL, it proves to be very challenging because of those elements.
So somebody who was great in the pocket, Bo Nix, crushed it with Oregon, set all sorts of completion percentage records. Was he a 4 or 5 year starter? Some like 60 starts in college, obscene numbers. Where are you on Bo Nix?
I have a first round grade on him. Yeah, I do.
First round grade on Bo Nix. Okay. Say more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He to me fits into the NFL's timeline right now. It's a league that's really, you know, predicated on short to intermediate passes. A lot of times these are where a lot of these pass ranges are thrown and scripted in game planning. And Bo Nix shows an incredible ability to not only hit those passes and those ranges being from 0 to 19 yards, but also he can do it very accurately on the move. Bo Nix is also somebody who has started 60 games in college football, which I believe is an FBS record. Yeah. He has a lot of experience for what people have said. He's like having another coach on the field. Commentators during the games have talked about how it's very hard to fool him because he's seen so much. His of course, his dad played a college football quarterback and also as a coach. You know, he coached as well. And so it's like he has this ability to bridge, to kind of cut that time down, that transitional time. I believe Bo Nix is a plug-and-play starter in the National Football League.
Well, wait a minute. So you're telling me you think if Bo Nix went to, like, the New England Patriots, they would be good next year?
I believe so, yes.
Wow. See, that's the weird part. Some of these, like, for instance, I mean, listen, I don't remember where you had him, but, or maybe nobody asked you, but like Brock Purdy coming out, you know, had been around for many years, had kind of plateaued as like a sophomore. There was talk about him going to the league and then he kind of leveled off and then went down a little bit. Nobody liked him. Last pick in the draft. goes into the NFL and he can process. He's crushing from the pocket. He's a statistical juggernaut now going on 20 some odd games for the Niners. Like, nobody saw that coming. Is it possible you're saying Bo Nix could have like that kind of impact on the right, in the right team?
Well, I won't call him, go as far as calling him the next Brock Purdy, but there are striking resemblances in their game film, because when I watched Brock Purdy pre-draft at Iowa State, I actually comped him to 2002 NFL MVP Rich Gannon pre-draft, and kind of saw a lot of that, you know, that intellectualism from the pocket, really thriving in the short to intermediate passing game. And of course, it was a beautiful fit for Purdy going into Kyle Shanahan's system, because that's what his system is. So it was a perfect fit. So I came on YouTube even before training camp even started, when Trey Lance and Brock Purdy were there, and I said that, you know, Brock Purdy was going to beat him out in camp because he fit that offense perfectly. Bo Nix, I believe, gets into a system like that where it's a lot of short to intermediate range passes. And also a thing that's kind of interesting about Bo Nix is he has such a fast time to throw. I believe it was 2.44 seconds per PFF. You know, it's an apples to oranges comparison between college and the NFL. But looking at next gen stats with Tua Tagovailoa, it has the fastest time to throw in the National Football League at 2.36 seconds. So really and truly, if you do like a comparison, Bo Nix would have the second fastest time to throw in the NFL if he's able to do that at the next level. So, and that's kind of the key to success is part of it is getting the ball out of your hand quickly and making, you know, good decisions with the football. And so I do believe that he is a very smart quarterback. He knows how to handle the ball, and he's really grown as a quarterback as he's been in Oregon. I'm very interested to see how that all plays out in the NFL.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Where are you on the Jaden Drake May debate? And, you know, for over a year, everybody watching college football said, oh, Drake May is going to go second to Caleb. And now, in the last like 2 months, it's been, oh, Washington's taking Jaden Daniels because he lines up with Cliff Kingsbury's offense in Washington. And to my rejoinder to that is, okay, tell me the last time a franchise drafted a quarterback in the top five when, and they were doing it because of their offensive coordinator. Nobody does that. That's not how teams operate. OCs are changed like teams change their socks. Come on. So Daniels versus May, where are you?
I have May over Daniels. May is a guy who was my QB2, as you talked about. I didn't have Caleb as my QB1 heading into the season, but Drake May was my QB2. And Daniels is somebody who I have a third round grade on. So I've always liked Drake May more. I think he fits the pro game better. He's a dual role guy that has a nice deep ball. He's very smart, intellectual from the pocket, all business, reminds me of the all business demeanor of a Matt Ryan or somebody like that from the neck up. I don't think either one of those guys should go top five. I actually saw Drake May all of his games this last year and studied them on tape. And to me, he regressed in 2023. Drake May actually, his completion percentage dropped in 2023, but you also could see it on film, because what happened with May was that when he came into the college football scene, nobody really, I mean, some people knew who he was, of course, but the majority of people didn't know who he was. Low expectations. And as the expectations grew, and then of course people say, well, he lost Josh Downs, the receiver, and he had Tez Walker. But as the expectations went up, what I saw in game film was that May, he got more, he had this look of frustration on his face. And that's why I love TV film, because when they panned in close to his face, he looked kind of frustrated, and he started pressing his throws more and more, which affected his ball placement. May has always had average ball placement in my mind to begin with. He's always been kind of a hot and cold quarterback, but in 2023, he regressed on game film. And to me, he showed everybody that, hey, I have got to have a strong playoff structure around me if I'm going to succeed as an NFL quarterback. And that was proven by Josh Downs leaving and some of these things happening at North Carolina. And if he goes, I believe his best chance to succeed is between 18 to 32, or one of those teams jumps up and gets him. It would not hurt him at all to wait for a year and sit it out and just be on the bench and learn. And with Daniels, the thing that scares me about him is he's like RG3 all over again, just waiting. Yeah. You know, the injury risk is very high on him because he runs the ball with such extreme physicality. But even more concerning about Jaden Daniels is that he has this tendency to tense up in the pocket, and he starts bouncing around. He has happy feet. And of course that affects the timing and the rhythm, the ball placement downfield. And to me, the biggest question that nobody, I mean, I've posed this question on social media, Jason, and to our listeners time and time again, I'm like, okay, so how is it that Jaden Daniels, with this elite athleticism in this way he can run the football, and with one of the best offensive lines in college football per PFF going into the season, top 10 rated offensive line, plus he had receivers Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. Yeah. But he still has this 2.91 second time to throw, which, again, going back comparing PFF to next gen stats, that's the same as Zach Wilson's time to throw in the NFL. So the question is, why can't Jaden Daniels, and this is what I study, is like, why can't he get the ball of his hand faster? Why can't he make faster decisions? Why is he holding on to the ball this long in the pocket? And that's a huge concern going into a team, because a team like Washington, for example, that you're talking about, Jason, they have a really not a good situation offensive tackle. So he's not going to have 3, 4, 5 seconds back there to try to figure it out. He's going to have to make quick decisions. Whoever goes in there is going to have to make quick decisions. Washington has one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL last year. I believe they gave up the second most sacks at 65 sacks last year. So whoever goes in there is going to have to get the ball in their hand quickly.
So if it sounds like you had Drake May 2, Jaden 3rd round grade, Caleb 4th round grade, who's your QB1?
Spencer Rattler.
No.
Yes.
The guy who Caleb Williams beat out in Oklahoma when Spencer got benched? I mean, it was several years ago.
That's probably a different topic. But yeah, no, I still don't understand how Spencer Rattler ended up getting benched in that situation, because, I mean, he was coming off the bowl victory the season prior. He was 5-0 in that season. He had completed 76.9% of his passes throughout the first 5 games. The week before the early benching against Texas, he was 88% completion percentage against Kansas State, and he gets pulled early in that game. So yeah, he did get benched. Yeah, the way way it worked out and everything. But Spencer Rattler, to me, has shown the greatest ability to overcome adversity of any quarterback in this draft class. And that's really what it's about. From the, like they say in scouting, the game is won or lost from the neck up. And he showed tremendous poise. I believe he was like 19 years old at the time when the benching happened at Oklahoma in favor of Caleb Williams. And he came out the next morning with one tweet. He said it's something to the effect of, hey, way to go, guys, you know, 6-0, you know, my brothers. And that was it. And then, he goes off to South Carolina. He has to kind of watch. Because at one point, everybody thought he was going to be the number one pick. Everybody thought he was going to be the Heisman guy. And so he has to go to South Carolina, sit back, watch his old coach, you know, Lincoln Riley, take Caleb Williams out to USC, watch everything that happened out there, watch Williams win that Heisman. Everybody thought that he was going to win, didn't come out and say anything. Instead, all Spencer Rattler did was he went to South Carolina, right? And he grew and he developed and he worked on his craft and he didn't say anything. To me, that shows tremendous maturity. To me, that shows tremendous leadership that he could go into a situation. And then, of course, this last year, I believe South Carolina, according to, I think, Sports Illustrated, had the hardest schedule in the FBS going into the season. They were ranked like number 72 themselves. He has all these offensive line injuries. They went through like 9 different combinations of offensive linemen. They had, you know, Juice Wells, one of his best receivers, goes on week 2. And he had the number 128 of like 133 teams that were ranked rushing attack in the league. Yet he still produced a higher completion percentage in 2023 than Caleb Williams. The guy grew. And the thing I love most about Spencer Rattler in 2023 tape is he learned to cut down on the taking unnecessary risks and chances. I think by bringing Dal Logans in there as the offensive coordinator really helped mature him and make him pro ready. And I the way he was open to that coaching and received it to me is incredibly impressive. I'm really excited about Spencer Rattler heading into this draft.
Okay. Now, there's two things. A, you like Spencer Rattler a lot. Where do you think he goes?
It's an unknown. I mean, at this point, you know, I've heard everything from, you know, third, fourth round. I've heard, you know, Jim Nagy from, you know, the director of the Senior Bowl come out and say, you know, in a video that he's heard that some teams have Spencer Rattler listed as a starter. To me, starters first round. So, and I know the New England Patriots have shown a lot of interest based on what I've seen on Twitter X in Spencer Rattler. So it's always kind of, to me, an unknown. That's the thing I never quite know is where will guys end up going sometimes or what round will they go in, because it's very unpredictable. I mean, this is a league that actually just 2 years ago had Brock Purdy as Mr. Irrelevant. And now he's in the Super Bowl. So to me, it's like, it's hard for me to get inside other people's heads or what they're thinking. Now, if I was a general manager, Spencer Rattler would be my QB1. I'd run up to the podium. I'd sprint the car up myself to the commissioner and make the announcement.
That's wild. All right. Spencer Rattler, number one. Daniel Kelly, former Jets scout. Listen, man, we like hot takes. These are hot takes. I mean, this is good stuff. And obviously we will have to have you back in a year if Spencer Rattler's even on an NFL roster. I don't know. It's possible. Maybe he's a starter next year. I don't know. Anything can happen. It's the NFL. Like, wacky things happen in the league. Thank you so much, Daniel, for taking the time.
Hey, thank you, Jason, so much for having me on your show. And I can't wait for the draft. It should be a good one.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.